Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, round has commenced.
All right, dude.
Everybody.
What's in this last round? I thought we only had three topics, didn't we?
Yeah.
What's the last one?
Get your wings out. Wave them around and show them to me.
Oh, my drink. Look at that.
Dude, wing wang, dude.
Oh, my God. I think you found it, dude.
Found it?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Fucking $1.30, dude. Buy 10 of them.
are these legal? Like, are they FDA approved?
Oh, I fucking hope not, dude. I hope that shit's illegal as hell and half kills you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Add the cart.
Google Pay.
All right, who's got wings?
Do you have a
wing? Whoa.
How did we get...
$19 shipping.
Oh my God. Take 10 away. Take 9 of them off.
Who do you think I am?
You gotta buy in bulk, dog.
Fucking money bag bills over here.
Money
what
bag.
The fuck?
Fuck.
Holy shit.
All right, wing.
Wing Wednesday, dude.
Yeah,
is it my turn first? Or do you want to? I do have a wing that
right,
I came up with like an hour ago. Oh,
I'm not paying $19 shipping for one 12-ounce bottle.
What if I split it with you and I send you $10? I'll send you $10.
We gotta get Isaiah in on it.
He's really cut it down to like 6 each.
Yeah.
Or like 7 each.
Yeah. Alright. We'll get back to that next week.
My wing is about which we already know about is how awful the MLB jerseys are this season, like the quality, and how they are made. I'm watching the Phillies game today in particular. They wore their cream jerseys, a classic to the Phillies fans. I love the cream jerseys. They're incredible. They look awesome. But today, and probably for the rest of the season, they are a little bit darker, and I don't like them because they look like tighty whities that have been pissed in. They look like piss yellow underwear instead of the regular cream jerseys that we are used to. And it drives me nuts. They look awful. And I hope that something gets done about these jerseys. But I also know that not much will probably happen.
Okay.
I'm mad about the jerseys. I'm mad about the Philly jerseys and how they look like piss.
I'm mad that I went to a different site to find the soda and they want $37 to ship it.
Shit, dude,
where are they shipping from? Another planet?
I don't know, dude.
That's crazy.
I guess it's because it's a glass bottle.
What the hell, dude? It's gonna be the most expensive drink ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that the jersey.
I don't know
changed.
If you guys saw the jerseys today. They looked.
I didn't.
I didn't get to watch at all today.
They're fucking bad.
I just know that, dude, the nameplate is terrible.
Nameplate's bad, but the jerseys today, the creams are just darker and they look like they've been pissed on, bro. It's bad.
Jesus.
It's not good. I'm gonna go on the Phillies Twitter right now and see if there's any like screenshots.
Not to mention the shit city jersey things that they did too that Bob likes.
Yeah, dude.
He
wait,
loves
I'm
them.
Pulling up. My buddy sent me a comparison.
Oh, really?
You can't really tell in this picture, but it looks like they're like yellow.
Oh yeah, they are.
They're
like
fucking
like
yellow.
Piss your,
like this picture,
piss your pants and
it
wash
looks
it.
Like piss your pants yellow. Like
yeah.
Piss your pants and put it in the wash yellow.
It's
that's
fucking
how I would describe
bad.
It.
That's exactly what I'm saying, dude.
Piss
that's fucking awful. And to a jersey that I've loved in like as a Phillies fan, I've had multiple of the cream jerseys like growing up and shit like that. And it's a shame what's happening.
What changed? Why did they?
It's darker and they're fucking see through.
No, why?
It's like the Fanatics thing. It's the fucking Fanatics. Like
who used to make them?
I think it was just. I don't know. This is just me not knowing, but I thought Nike was working with Fanatics to make the jerseys, right? And Fanatics was making the jerseys that the fans wear, and Nike was working on the jerseys that the players wear. I think. I have no fucking clue. This could be totally wrong.
There's two different jerseys that you can buy as a fan. And there's Fanatic ones that are lower quality. And then there's Nike ones. And then there's Nike that the players wear.
Yeah.
Like stitched and like $300. It's like, I think the price points are like $90, $140, then $300.
Something like that, yeah. But now I think the players, like their actual jerseys are being made by Fanatics is what I think is happening. And it's just fucking awful.
Jesus. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't realize they changed the colors too. I know that obviously they changed the
colors. I don't even think they meant to do it. I think it's just a quality drop off.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is also just an on-camera thing.
It could be, but these fucking pants are see-through, bro. You can fucking see ding-dongs and wieners and balls and booties and holes.
Wait, what's the difference between ding-dongs and wieners?
and booties and holes. I don't know. I don't.
Wieners generally you put in a bun and eat. Ding-dongs are like chocolatey.
They come in a plastic wrap.
Plastic. Yeah. Like,
what is a ding-dong?
It's more cakey.
I don't know what a ding-dong is.
It's like a ring-ding.
This guy's pissing me off today.
You guys ever seen a yodel?
I know a yodel.
What?
He knows yodel but not a ring-ding?
You're talking about the thing that's rolled with the
cream
in the middle? Yeah,
and then the ring-ding, and then there's the ding-dong, and then there's the, you know.
This guy's giving me a confusion.
Yeah, he's giving me
who?
You.
Throw me for a loop.
I thought he would know about the ring-ding, dude. He would like ring-dings.
Probably.
You don't know what I like.
Not olives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I will in a year. If you keep making me eat them.
I'm going to train you to be my little olive.
I'm going to train your, your gullet. I'm going to train your gullet.
I'm going to wear you like a pit.
What?
An olive pit, dog.
I'm going to put you on my finger. I'm going to put you on all my five of my fingers.
I'm gonna touch you're
fine.
Together.
Squeeze your hand.
Oh.
Anyway, what's your wing, Sean? Oh, no. Bob, what's your wing? Did you ever have one?
Yes.
I have two wings.
Oh, shit.
Did you say you ever have one?
You ever come up with one?
My first wing is...
I want to hear how that
mad,
came out.
I'm mad.
He's pissed.
I'm mad.
He's pissed. He's mad and he's pissed.
Why the fuck don't they make the badass sports games anymore?
Like NFL Street. I know where you're going with that.
Blitz. The Bigs.
You know what they should do? They should at least make it a mobile game on like your phone. I'd play
NBA Jam.
I'd play the fuck out of it. And if you could play another person online on a mobile game, come on, bro. Someone fucking write this down and send it to him because this is crazy.
The shit you would see on TikTok for NFL Street would go fucking nuts.
Oh my God, dude.
Why don't they make those? Game Breaker, dude. Game Breaker.
Make it a mobile game, bro. I'm telling you, just make it a mobile game because I know the market's probably not there on like the only people like buying it would be like us on like PlayStation and stuff like that. Like the consoles. I would play the shit out of it too.
I know they put like little modes in like that now.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. It's not Game Breaker like
I want to jump off the wall and catch
I want to play as Exhibit again. And jump off the fucking chain link fence, bro.
For real.
Pissing me off.
Yeah, dude. I would like to see that shit again.
This guy's giving the look of he's never played.
Bro, ever play the MLB version? It was called
The Bigs.
The Bigs, bro. The Bigs was good as fuck. And then there was a different one. It was fuck, that's gonna drive me so
I know what you're
nuts.
Talking about. It's older than
MLB
the Bigs.
Fucking it's older than the Bigs. The Bigs came out after. It's MLB fucking like the it's not the show. It's fuck, dude. MLB
Violent.
Google some shit like that where you could like fight the pitcher and you could fucking like catch fire and like run super fast.
I know what you're talking. Yes!
Slugfest, dude. Oh that's what it is.
Bro, 2003.
Yup, Slugfest. The last one was made in like 06, I think, was like the last Slugfest. So good, bro. Yeah. I remember that shit where you could like catch fire and run super fast. You could fight the pitcher.
I remember that, bro.
But the Bigs was such a good game,
bro.
The Bigs
was cool, too, but Slugfest was a lot more violent.
Yeah. Well, the Bigs came after in, like, probably, like, 08, 09, which was so good, bro. I remember playing the shit out of that.
Even more recently than that.
Really?
There was a Bigs for Xbox 360.
There's a Bigs, too.
There's a Biggs 2?
Yeah, I know that.
I played it on PS2 in like 08 probably.
Pretty sure there's one
Biggs
on
2 came out in 09.
Oh, so then it was probably like 06 or 07. It was Biggs. I didn't even know there was a Biggs 2.
What about Backyard Baseball?
Didn't play that for very much.
I played the shit out of that.
I didn't play that very much.
The first Biggs came out in 07.
I played a lot of NFL Street on my PSP.
Dude, I played so much NFL Street on PS2.
I played on my PSP, bro. Good-ass game, bro. Good-ass game.
Bring it back.
Why do you think they don't bring it back? Because they're trying to censor
I think the market now? Isn't big enough yet.
No way.
It's not big enough.
A lot of people like the regular games.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
People hate Madden. But it's so much cheaper to make a mobile
Madden
game.
Is popping off on TikTok right now because of Sketch, I feel like. But what's up, brother?
For real. I'm telling you, dude. I think it's way cheaper to make a mobile game. They should make it a mobile game. I play the fuck
Maybe,
out of
yeah.
it. You could play they online could, against like people online.
They could test it with that and then make it a real game.
True. They could also do that.
Yeah. I think it's because they're trying to keep the league censored.
I don't think it's about the league.
I do.
I mean, it does need to get approved. It does from need the all the association.
Yeah, like the licensing and shit.
Yeah, because
but I mean they stopped making a lot of the games in general for whatever reason. I mean, we're just now seeing NCAA come back.
Yeah, that
After
was weird.
Why did that take so long? That was crazy.
I don't know.
Well, because people would just play the NFL. Why wouldn't you just play the NFL? Like, for There's, me, I wouldn't.
College football has such a big fan base, though.
It does in the South.
Yeah, I mean, it's big in a lot of places. It's big around here, too. Like,
I don't think it is.
I think it is. I think we just don't hear about it a lot because
really
we don't follow
as big
it that
much. In the South.
The
like
South
said,
is way
they
bigger.
They have whole fucking towns for that like go to the games and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, towns turn out like we do for fucking the Eagles and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
so.
True.
But yeah, I agree. They got to bring those games back. Those are a ton of fun. Instead of the generic shit. Although I have been playing the shit out of MLB The Show.
Which one? The most recent one?
The new one. Yeah.
I've been playing.
But you could play the Biggs.
True.
I was playing Madden for a while, but I still only have like Madden 20. I think I'm still playing Madden 23. I think I'm still playing that.
Hell yeah, bro. All right, what's your other wang?
This is just a little appetizer. The Hassan Reddick trade is equivalent to the Sixers letting Jimmy Butler go. And it will be, at the end of the season, it will be their worst offseason move.
You think so?
Without a
doubt. I see where you're coming from. I also saw someone compared it. They were like, essentially, we traded Hassan Reddick for Bryce Huff and like a third rounder or something like that. Like, essentially, like when it came down to it.
Conditional third round.
Yeah. Or, no, it's a third and a conditional second. No?
No, the third can turn into a second.
I got you. That makes sense. I hate to see Hassan go. I just bought his jersey, actually, so
Did
that kind of sucks. Yeah, I got I got a DH gate one.
Oh,
don't worry, I spent like $40 on it.
So
it's not the end of the world. I did like Hassan a lot, but towards the end, it was a clear as day that the D line wasn't performing. At the end,
yeah,
it was clear as day. We could not get home. We didn't even get close to a quarterback in the last. Like six games that we played. I don't know what the stat line is and how many sacks or how many pressures we got, but it felt like from what I've seen was way lower than how we started, and especially compared to the year before, we were getting home a lot.
I think a lot of that has to do with the coordinator, though.
Probably. Probably.
He had 11 sacks
but
last
at the
year.
End of he still had 11 last year? Mm-hmm. Damn. That's a good season, man. That's a really good fucking season. I hope I wish him the best. I hope he thrives. I hope, you know, he stays healthy and he makes a bunch of money. But
wasn't he on the last year of his contract? Like this year coming up was the
I think he
one.
Was done this year.
I mean, he had to be.
I think he signed a 2-year late.
No, he couldn't have been done. He would have been a free agent.
Yeah, exactly. He would have been a free agent.
Oh, we traded him. You're right. Yeah, we traded him.
So I think they did it because he was on his last year of his contract.
I think they didn't want to pay him because he got 11 sacks this year.
Well, yeah, they didn't want to pay him.
Because he was due some money because of that 11-sack season. That's a good season. That's a great season.
Well, yeah, I think it's... I think what they did was smart because he only had 1 year left. Why let him just walk? At least
and
get
he's getting older.
For him.
He's getting older.
Yeah.
He played so well for us.
He
played so well.
He is so hot and cold, man.
Yeah.
Like, at least with sacks. I don't know about the rest of the stuff. Like, I don't look deep into the defense.
It's hard to watch the D-line that close. I get, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's hard to watch linemen that closely. Like, it's, like, stat-wise in their, and their, like, outcome or their... I'm trying to think of the word. Their,
Income?
Income, efficiency. Outcome. Their efficiency, their... I don't know the word, dude. I've been drinking a little bit too much. The Saturday app has got me going, dude.
Yabba.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, Bob. I think the Jimmy Butler thing was way different.
Hindsight.
I think Jimmy, from a person who doesn't watch a lot of basketball, Jimmy Butler brought more to the Sixers than Hassan Redick did for the Eagles, I would say.
I think they're kind
of and I think that's because of the sport. Because yeah. There's only yeah. five guys. What,
I can agree with that. But
five
I
or six guys on the court. Five.
Essentially what happened, though, is they paid Josh Sweat instead of Hassan Redick.
Which the Sixers is not
paid Ben Simmons instead of Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler left and was a dog in Miami and took them to the finals 2 years later.
I know what you're saying. But Josh Sweat is younger and bigger.
Gotta let the season play, baby, but I
yeah,
don't
we'll
like
see.
The move.
I love seeing Josh Sweat back, though.
I don't hate it.
I love seeing
don't
him
hate
back.
It
I
at
think
all.
He is a great D-lineman, but or DN.
I think it will go down as our worst move this offseason.
As the worst one? Who else did we let walk?
Let walk?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the linemen.
Not a lot. We haven't let
Hawaiian linemen.
Lineman.
Oh, lineman. I forget
I think
name.
For the most part, we have the core group besides Fletch and Kelsey.
Yeah,
who retired. Who you can't stop them from doing that.
Kelsey
you know?
Could always come back.
He's not
that would be fucking
to,
sick.
Bro.
He could always come back.
I guess you guys saw the pod with him and Saquon. Saquon was trying to get him back, dude. I love that he's an Eagle, bro.
Dude,
I'm
crazy.
Fucking so hyped to see Saquon. I'm so hyped. He's hyped to be here, man. I'm fucking.
Yeah,
I'm hyped for
the
season.
The clip where he's going in the office and his daughter's there, he's like, officially an Eagle, I guess he just signed.
Yeah.
And his daughter says, does that mean we're going to win now?
It's like, we fucking
are.
Oh, my
gosh.
We fucking
are. That's so funny.
In a perfect world, bro, he's our McCaffrey, dude. In a perfect world.
The only thing that can
you know what
make
I'm
this...
saying? Like, I know he's a little bit past his best years, but, like, he's still young. He's
yeah,
still elite.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
statistically, he can still have his best year with
right
the
now,
O-line we
right
have.
Now, yeah.
He's never like, had a real chance.
He's never had an O-line like this one, bro.
Injury-free, hopefully.
This O-line, oh, man, I love these guys. I hope they fucking protect the shit out of him.
He just does. He shouldn't play when they play against the Giants in New York.
Probably
just
because
of the field, not
yes,
because
yes.
of the team.
No,
of the,
yeah, the field.
No, both the field, the team too, dude. They might be headhunting.
Or
for
he's
that guy.
Used to the field and he'll dice them up.
I don't know. Maybe that field too. Probably hurt him multiple
nah,
times.
Now let Scott play that game, dude. Well,
what, you want Boston to get hurt?
Yeah,
dude?
Let Boston Scott.
Come
well,
on. He's
I'd
not
rather,
even on the team, apparently.
I'd rather Scott get hurt than Saquon,
he's
bro.
He's apparently not even on the team right now, according to fucking statmuse.com.
Whatever.
Just
dude.
Kidding. I don't
he's
know.
Coming
it was
back.
Coming
back.
The
it's
website
fine.
I always use
fine.
For contracts.
Hey, go bird.
Jeff. Anyway, Sean, do you have a wing, dude?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Please.
Show me your wing.
I think we have time.
Spot track is the contractual.
What's your wing?
Sean's showing me
Bobby.
How wide his B-hole is right now.
Nah.
Whoa, he's got two hands
probably
now.
Probably about a
wait,
warm nah. Coors can.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, like here.
It's the bottom of a
good... Oh, there's a bug in there.
Casamigos.
You're lying. You're lying.
Oh, no. Well, that's
there
like having
is.
The fucking...
What? Yeah, it's like well, having
there
a
is.
Worm.
There
it's
is.
Like having a worm. You're fine.
It's like having the worm.
You're
all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good.
I mean, that's like how there much is. Proof. That's like distills itself,
I think.
I think
we've all... eaten worse with each other around. I think we've all been convinced
oh,
to eat worse.
What does that mean?
I put some nasty
I've
in
eaten
my
some
mouth.
Foul shit around you guys, dude. I mean...
I'm about to bust my nasty little man out right now.
What the hell, brother? All right, I got my wing.
We're derailing.
This is literally about wings.
Oh, shit.
This better not be the flats thing again.
No, we already talked about that.
Fucking fight somebody tonight.
Wait, which one was yours? You twist it.
Yeah. Oh, we fought about wings for a while. That
you do the drum.
I prefer the drum.
Yeah. We were talking flats. Oh, when Cam was here, I remember.
Yeah, you twist it. And then you eat the bones.
Something like that.
All right, so my wing is that buffalo sauce is the worst sauce for a wing.
I agree, brother. I agree. Well, you already know how I feel about buffalo sauce.
I don't know about worse, but it's not the best.
You already know how I feel about buffalo sauce, dude. It's not the best.
You love buffalo
chicken.
It's not
the best. I hate buffalo.
Wait, hold on. Educate me.
Like a mild wing is buffalo sauce.
Okay. Well, then I think
you're mild wing is not buffalo sauce. It's a mild hot sauce. No?
I think that's still buffalo sauce.
No, I don't think so. I think you order buffalo sauce. I think a mild wing is not buffalo sauce.
Then what is it?
Medium. It's mild hot sauce.
No.
Medium.
Nah. Huh?
Medium.
Medium what?
Buffalo is medium hot sauce.
Buffalo is not... It's own... To make buffalo sauce, it's a hot sauce and what? Like ranch? Is it hot sauce and ranch?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Someone's got to fucking know. Yo, pull it up, JMO. How is buffalo sauce made?
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure it's fucking hot sauce and like ranch or like hot sauce and like Caesar,
Caesar salad.
Or like Thousand Island fucking or like dressing.
What? Thousand Island?
I swear to God, a buffalo sauce is like hot sauce and ranch, bro.
I think you're just making shit up.
I'm not lying.
Call me Messiah.
What is it?
I would say that buffalo is the medium in terms of spice level,
yes,
which is higher than mild.
How do you make buffalo sauce? Like, what's the fucking... I don't care about the hotness.
All right, that doesn't matter, really.
It does to me right now.
You want, all right, like, the exact ingredients? Or
I'm pretty sure it's just fucking hot sauce and, like, ranch.
Hot pepper sauce, unsalted butter, vinegar...
Vinegar.
Cayenne pepper. Hold on. Where the fuck?
Ingredients.
Better ingredients.
Hot sauce, butter, vinegar, Worcestershire sauce, cayenne, and garlic powder.
So the base is hot sauce. One of the bases is hot sauce.
Okay.
So mild wings is not just buffalo sauce.
Mild is just not spicy hot sauce.
Yeah,
mild,
it's just mild hot sauce. It's mild sauce.
Okay.
That's what it is.
All right.
I forget what the debate was, but that I remember I was really fired up.
How much butter is in hot sauce?
How much butter?
A fucking lot.
Like
a
stick?
My uncle make
like stick per bottle?
Multiple.
He makes hot sauce?
The base of hot sauce is butter.
Really?
Yes.
And the base of buffalo sauce is fucking hot sauce. So how much butter is in fucking buffalo?
Sorry, I lie. The base of hot sauce is vinegar, but the more butter you add, the less spicy it is.
Okay. What do you like?
So if you want a mild sauce, it's a lot of butter.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyway.
So I agree with you that buffalo sauce is the worst.
And regular sauce. Like hot,
you don't like
medium,
this
mild.
Guy gets some fucking sweet and
what
sour,
you, wait,
spicy,
what's your favorite
chili?
Wing? What's your favorite wing?
He's gonna
flavor?
Say, yeah. Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour?
That's Chinese.
Sweet habanero.
No.
I know mine.
Pineapple upside down cake.
I think you guys know mine.
I don't.
You don't? You guys aren't true friends. Anyway.
Wait, garlic parm.
No, that's probably
dude,
like number
garlic
three.
Garlic parm mild mix goes crazy.
That's probably like number three.
Okay.
What's yours, dude? I want to hear yours.
I thought you were going to tell me.
No, I was waiting for yours.
No, you tell me.
Okay, mine. Number
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's sweet and spicy.
No, what's yours?
He just... Okay, so mine
wait,
is...
Wait, no, I'll... Go
he's
first.
Doing it on purpose dude, now. He's doing it on purpose now. He knows I've been drinking.
Like,
he's going to fuck me up.
Cinnamon toast crunch breading.
I would try it. Yo, on like a chicken cutlet, you might be onto something. Anyway.
So at Wingstop, I get mango habanero. Oh,
I was close,
shit,
dude.
You were close.
But
sweeten your meat. Pull out your nasty little man.
Wait. It goes like this.
Yeah,
my Drake shit.
But I also like hot and honey. I think those are both better than regular.
I was
okay.
Right.
I go.
Fuck this guy.
You were
you
right.
Said sweet and sour.
I like the honey barbecue. I like a mild wing, and then give me a garlic parm.
Okay.
I don't
right,
want. I don't like
wing.
My wings hot
here's,
because
here's
it's too
my
much.
Wing about wings. Fuck barbecue. Fuck it. Fucking in its.
What's
barbecue
your number one?
Little butt.
What's your number one?
I'm classy, baby. Give me mild.
Okay, okay. So that's my number two. It's my number two. What's your number two?
My number one is garlic parm mild mix.
Okay.
Mix them together.
Okay, and then you stir them around so it's all like the sauce together. Yes. I got you. Not bad.
That's at the top. Then probably just mild.
And then the garlic parm one third? You shit ass?
No.
Okay.
I still want that little bit of zing.
So what's your third?
Your third. I don't think I've ever ordered a third.
I'm pretty full after two.
Just nothing. Just plain wing, I guess. I don't know.
Either way, there's way too many flavors of sauce now that you gotta just, you can't be doing just regular hot sauce.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You gotta expand your horizons, Bob.
Don't fuck me on my wings. Don't fuck me at the table. I'll get what I want.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just trying to help you.
Stressing me out.
Me?
Yeah. You usually do.
Do me a favor. Don't do me no favors.
Drink more of that water, by the way. You're probably pretty thirsty. That thing's pretty full.
I have to pee.
I'm sure.
I drank that.
What's next? That's it. That's all we got?
You can leave.
Play me out. Play me out, J-Mo. Play the Looney Tunes outro.
That's all we got. Oh, shit. All right.
Play the Looney Tunes outro.
Yeah, do we have that? Oh, yeah, we do have that.
Bye.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.